You know, it says and in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and verse 3 says that the gift of prophecy speaks unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort, because he wants that. It shows how much God really loves us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Paul right here, is y'all cold tonight? Are you doing all right? Amen. So I don't need to speed up. Okay. All right. Speaks unto me in the edification, exhortation, and comfort, because God wants your whole life to be. You are a spirit, you have what? A soul, you live what? In a body, and he wants you to be comfort and cared for and taken care of in every area of life. Spirit, he wants spirit, soul, and body. He wants you, and he have a soul fixed it so you could have all of that. So tonight I want to talk about peace. The peace of God is yours. That's what I want to talk about for a few minutes. I'll be timed. Whew, but I do have a, anyway, the peace of God is yours. Hallelujah. John Gospel chapter 14, verse 27. Let's look at that. Let's read that from the Passion and the King James. Give me the Passion first. Y'all can get that up, pull it up for me. Here it comes. I want all of them, all of everybody to see this. He said, I have what? I leave the gift of peace with you. What did he leave? I leave the gift of peace with you. My peace. Who peace? Not the kind of what? Fragile peace given by the world. See, the world will set you up. And you find their peace is shot full of holes. And they will tell you. You get dealing with the world, you think they love you from head to toe and all in between. You get to deal with it, you find them pull a raw deal on you. They took the advantage of you. They did something on your account that you didn't know. They added something. It's all kind of stuff. And when you find it, if you find out about it, it robs you of your peace if you don't know Jesus, because you were so dependent and you had so much confidence in them. But Jesus won't do that. I said, Jesus won't do that. He won't do that. He won't give you that fragile peace. Nope. He said, but my perfect peace. So let me start at the beginning. I leave the gift of peace with you, my peace, not the kind of fragile peace given by the world, but my perfect peace. Don't yield fear or be troubled in your hearts. See, it doesn't yield fear to bring trouble in your heart. If you have trouble in your heart, that is not God's. That's not the peace Jesus gave you or left you. Instead, what? Be how?
Courageous.
See, you can be courageous in your believing. Hallelujah. The King James read like this, and I come back to the Passion. The King James read like this: peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. See, in God, in the kingdom of God, are you listening? There's nothing to be afraid of. Fear was not in the equation when you got born again. God delivered you from all of that, that you have nothing to be afraid of. He said words like this: I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. So you can boldly say what? The Lord is my helper. I will not what? Fear. Well, see, that's a choice. I will not fear. But see, if you let fear get a grip on you, fear will make you think that you have to fear. No, I have a choice whether to fear or not to fear. And what keeps me in perfect peace, I put the word in my heart. And I believe God. I believe I receive what he says to me as though he was sitting in a seat in front of me or by me talking to me himself. Not this a storybook. God just spoke to me. Well, and he's speaking right now. You hear my voice. But really, these are not my words. This is what he's saying to you tonight. And with what's going on in your life, there's stuff going on in your life that I don't know about. I promise you, he does. And he said, I have given you peace. You don't need to be troubled about nothing. You may be thinking about Christmas and all what you can or can't do. You don't need to be troubled about that. Well, he wants to teach you how to take your faith. You know, we've learned some things from Who Owns Your World by Pastor Tracy, that book. We learned some things that what you need to do is learn how to take your faith and know that you have faith. And this is so good when you get a revelation of it, that your faith equal to the size of this world. Your faith is equal to the world. In other words, as big as the world, the kingdom of God, as large as the kingdom of God, your faith is just that large. You know why? Because, see, you can access anything in the kingdom. You can access anything in the kingdom. And that's why he tells us how faith comes. And then he tells us how to grow faith, how to maintain it, and how to please him with it, how to fight the good fight of faith, how to overcome by faith. He tells you what to do. And once you do it, now listen to this. This is what he's wanted me to share with you. And you get this, you don't just read the scripture and then and go away, you know, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. No, you read it. And you feed on it and let it become you. Let that word become you. What you mean? Let it become real to you. That's who you are. You don't cheat, you don't lie. You tell the truth. Well, you are righteous. You are healed. You are prosperous. Let it become you. He said that's who you are. Let it become that. Yes. Now, here's what I want to share with you. And all young people should get this early in life. It'll change your life. You won't, there will be so many pitfalls and obstacles that the enemy is playing. You just go right past them. Right past them. They'll never affect you. Because, see, we had a lot of stuff to work through. Because we had, when we went to church, and thank God for the truth we got. Don't misunderstand me now. But, boy, there was a lot of stuff that was not true. And we deemed it as the absolute truth. But to come to find out later, it was not the truth.